Okay. So we're doing the further than the Gemara, I guess. So the issue is, it's on, again, Kedushin Mem Aleph and Aleph. So the Mishnah says, Lish Mekadesh Bo B'Shlucha. Right? A man could marry with himself or using a Shliach, and a woman also, same thing. So the Gemara says, if you already know Shliach, of course he can marry himself. So it's different. So the first thing the Gemara answer says is because Mitzvah Bo Yosem Shlucha, which we did. The second, and then the Gemara, so that was Rav Yosef. So then the Gemara says, Ikan the Amri is no, that you can't prove from here that it's because Mitzvah Bo Yosem Shlucha, because Ikan the Amri, Ha Yisur Nami is Ba. It's not just, it's not telling you Bo to tell you that it's a better mitzvah. It's actually usur to marry with your shliach. The Rav Yudah Marav, the Rav Yudah Marav, also them shekadoshes isha at shirana shem yerodavr maguna v'tiskana alav v'rachman amar v'atarachmocha. So no, it's usur to marry a woman until you see her, because maybe you'll be disgusted by her, and then Torah says v'atarachmocha. So here you're gonna have this wife who you don't like, who you think is ugly. So that's not good. It's not gonna make her feel too good. V'atarachmocha. So therefore, it's also to do. So that's a mitzvah bo yosem v'shlucha. I'm sorry, bo. Mekadesh bo v'shlucha means bo. Really, you got to do a bo. And shlucha, I guess, works, but it's also to make use of shliach l'chachila. So it says aser. It says aser. So how's it mutter? So the Moses Rashi says, doesn't mean, so v'holi surinami, yachol l'kadesh v'atzmo, v'kidesh v'ayde shliach. The mitzvah shirana, shem tizkan ela. So if you could marry by yourself, and you use a shliach, it's aser. Again, assuming you didn't see her, of course. That's what I mean. Right? Because the mitzvah shirana, Shem's gone, because the mitzvah to see her. So the thing is, it's usur to marry her. If you have the option of you or your shliach, it's usur to use a shliach. Because it's a mitzvah to do it yourself, because of Ata Rechamacha. Okay, I mean, it's a little tricky from Rashi. Is it a mitzvah? Is it an usur? But it sounds like it's usur. I mean, Mars is usur. Rashi says, because it's a mitzvah to see her. Okay, fine. So it seems, though, Oh, the chiyuv of Yosef, a sefer in Rishon Meskadesh is bo b'shlucha, asher b'shlucha mikachem baya, bo b'al mibaya. So I say, why were the women, though? So that's because of the mitzvah of b'shlucha. Because for the woman to get married first, and we'll get to this, for the woman to get married without seeing him blindly is fine, because she's definitely not going to be upset by the thing, because women want to be married, even if the guy is not too attractive. But for the man, it's a big deal. And he's going to end up disliking her, and therefore you're not allowed to do it. Okay, fine. But the point is that according to Rav Yosef, who learned the mitzvah b'yosem b'shlucha from the Mishnah, apparently he held there is no isser to marry b'shlucha. And therefore he said, so why does he have to write b'shlucha? He can tell you mitzvah b'yosem b'shlucha. But the Gemara, the Ikad Amri, is saying, no, there is an isser because of Rav Yudah Marav. And now he's going to be in a rav that doesn't necessarily marry a woman without seeing her first. Therefore, bo b'shlucha, bo is really a mutter, b'shlucha is asar. So therefore, you can't learn that mitzvah yisum b'shlucha, so then you have to learn mitzvah yisum b'shlucha from the sefer. Okay, so whether there is this isar or not, it would seem to be a machlokas between two different yourselves in the Gemara. Okay? The two get the yikadamri. Fine. So I guess we have to analyze this isser. What's the machlokas, of course, but it analyzes isser itself. So any questions? Just John is asking, how is it a mitzvah to see her? I mean, it's a mitzvah to have a good relationship with her, so I guess it's a good idea to see her first to avoid a downside. But he's making it like it's a mitzvah. As if there's a positive mitzvah. The mitzvah isn't seeing her, maybe you're not going to like her. So it would seem the good marriage is a mitzvah, and to make sure it's a good marriage, you don't want to see her. But I mean, it sounds like he's saying there's a mitzvah of seeing her itself. That's what you're saying, right? So why is that? What kind of mitzvah is that? So the question is this: what halachas come under Ata Rechamocha? So I mean, in general sense, is what you don't want done to you, you shouldn't do to your friend, or what you want for you. I forgot exactly how the Gemara says it, something like that. But the Gemara also, there's some chazals. Ata Rechamocha comes up, I'd say, it seems like in two places. One place is by killing people. You have to kill them nicely. Okay, so like when you kill a person with a sayah, if you do it at the neck, so it's not so bloody. Choose, b'ror lo misayafa, the Gemara says. B'ror lo misayafa, choose a pleasant death. There are certain variables in the manner of Dalmis Bezin which are undefined by the Torah. So it's saying is the way you select a particular method within the construct of the Torah is throughout the Rechmacha. So but I think by all them, by all the basically the height of the base of Skila also when you stone him. And they're different I think there are more also, but there's then it comes up also here it has I'll read you a few of the Gesalas. One is it's halacha, you're not allowed to have a bia during the daytime. Gemara says, Gemara Nida. I'm reading from the Torah Tamima. So he says, because I why? It's about the Rechmacha. So what is under the Rechmacha and bia during the daytime? So it says, because Shema Yiraba Dover Maguna Vitiskan Elav. So in the day, in the light, maybe you're going to see something that you don't like about her, and then you see them in Tzkan Elav. So that's Rechmacha. And it's also, it says, this is interesting, it wants to know, Mahu Shiak is Dam Aviv. So could you do bloodletting for your father? Because it's like Chabura, then it's do Chabura for your father. So it says, Amar Maslan of Hatir Rechmacha. That's funny, you know?
What that right
now. So he explains, I'll read you what the Torah Tamima says, but I'm not sure if this is what he's based upon, but it makes sense, I guess. Maybe you won't do it properly and you'll make chabura. He says, Ach, mikivan dehavi lo refua mutar. Dave bachal behatar rechmocha. So it's refua. Velo hudsuru yisra lasos lechavereim el adavar she'ino chafes lasos atzma. It says you have to treat him like you treat yourself. In general, that's his claw of dealing with people. So you'd want someone to bloodlet you, so therefore you can bloodlet him. It's a little funny because, yeah, but it's still might be chabura. I mean, that's throughout the Rechmocha, but there's necessarily being chabura for your father. So.
You see the laws for Torah, but like, he seems to be saying, like, you see that it's not part of this, right?
Right. He's saying it's not part of this, but it's, you know, the fact he's making recourse out to Rechmocha doesn't right. Exactly prove that. Because there are two different questions. One is how I have to treat right. My friend, the other one is the Tzuros Isra of Makel Vima. I'm your day, simulation of mouth, the Mieshro Fe Acher, Yasa Acher, show someone else to it. Fine. So that's another case which comes up. I think that's all the cases, at least the Torah Tamima quotes. Okay. And in our case, he quotes. But in our case, Torah Tamima was very bothered by it. He says, is it a real lesser or is it not a real lesser? He says, it seems from everyone that it's not a real lesser. They say it's a Roy Lassos Cain. So the Rambam also says, Roy Lassos Cain. But on the other hand, seems like it should be an Esser, because the one says Asser, and who said anything, or it says Asser be during the daytime, that's an Esser, no one says that's like, that's just Roy, that's what it's wrote down as Asser. So he says it's funny that here, they kind of talk more loosely than it would seem that it should be, it seems like they're saying Asser. So he's bothered, he's caught, I mean, he doesn't really answer up, he's just kind of saying, it seems like, I don't know, I don't see a clear answer here, but he's bothered by it. But I think that's what's funny, I mean, it's bothering you, is that, Gatzirachmocha seems like a general idea, you know. Zekal galavatara, you know, a general approach and how you deal with people. I mean, you have to be Gatzirachmocha. Get to treat a person. I really love him, but whatever. Treat him like you treat yourself. Be mindful for another person's needs. I mean, it's a general overall idea. But like, does it violate an isser? Like, if I'm like insensitive to another person's needs, or I do something which ends up harming a person, but I didn't realize it, and I didn't think into it fully. Am I on a varion? Like, I'm over the isser, like, it's usser? Like, it's usser to be insensitive to someone? Is it? I mean, I don't know, I've never seen that. I mean, I would say that you're not mekayim the mitzvah derech mocha on the highest level, or, you know, something like that. Like, it's true, you know, but, I mean, here it's saying it's usser. It's saying it's usser to marry a woman. Why? Because maybe you're going to find her unattractive. Now, presumably, that's not your plan. I mean, you think she's going to be... I mean, you're marrying her because you think she's going to be attractive. But just saying is, maybe she's going to be unattractive, and then maybe not, you're going to hate her. So it's also... That generates an isser? Like, I don't know. Where do you see that kind of a thing? I don't know if that's like an isser like that. You know?
Well, I mean, it could be like an
isser. You don't know. Is this coming along, making this thing up? I mean, it does... Sounds like it. Where do you see... Do you see sources that they have isserim like that? Isser say about the Rechmocha to be not nice? To be not, and no, it's not nice, to be not considerate. It's like, I call this being inconsiderate. I wouldn't say it's not nice, there's nothing not nice about it, it's just, you're not considering what might happen. You don't realize maybe it's going to happen. Like, if you're during the day, you don't consider maybe something's going to go wrong, and you're going to see something you don't like, and you know, you're just not considerate of our needs. But I mean, is an isser asay to be inconsiderate? Is that, I mean, I don't know. You could answer yes, but I never saw such a thing. Another problem, I think, is what kind of isser is this? It's like, it's usser if you have the option. I mean, if the thing is usser, it should be usser. And if it's mutter, it should be mutter. He's saying it's like, if you could have choices between shliach and the regular, then it's usser. You know, shliach and then matzman, then it's usser. But if not, then it's mutter. I mean, if it's asr and it's insensitive to marry a woman like that, so then don't do it. So you're not allowed to do it. So you say, it's not like you're telling her maybe she'd rather that. Like, I don't know, just don't think of it because it's like, it's loose. It's a very loose kind of an isr now. I mean, if it's a real isr, I guess the Rashi's adding, I mean, you can't say it's absolutely asr because then the Mishnah wouldn't say Mekadesh Bo Vishluchel because it's asr. So that's what Rashi, I think, is adding in is, Avol Beha, if you should also, like, I'm sorry. So it's like if you have the option, then it's asr. But I don't know, it's just like a weak kind of an isr. You don't normally have an isr. If it really something is an isr, it's asr. Like it comes on there and says in the Hilchos, what is it? Hilchos Eval Perak
14
Aleph.
Yeah.
So he talks about the Mizanicham Avelim Bikacholim and all the mitzvahs. Like they're mitzvahs in the brain, but they come under about the Echmacha because whatever you want someone to do to you, you do for your friend. But I mean, that's a kiyama, comes under a kiyama say under about derech mocha. But is there an isser to not do nicham aveilim? Say because you wouldn't want to, you're not being sensitive to somebody. Is there an isser like that? You know, or an isser to, I don't know. Just like where do you see like an isser? The manas ani am chasiyad.
Yeah.
So he says if you're ma'alam eino from a guy who's a shavoi captive, ignore him. So then you violate about derech mocha. But that's I could see that because then you're saying that the guy is really in a painful, terrible state. And you're just ignoring him. So Atarech Mocha is a mechayiv of you to save him. Right? It's a mechayiv to save him. But I mean, this is like an inconsiderate type of a... You know what I mean? This is like far removed. And it just seems like... It seems far-fetched type of a thing. You know what I mean? If this would be an Isser, for instance, you just imagine almost all your interactions with human beings are going to be Isser. Because, I mean, there's so many... Everything you could do is possible to lead to another guy feeling bad. You know what I mean? Or to another guy being upset. I mean, this thing that's asr, I mean, that's like a real isr. I mean, I'd say it comes under the perfection of a hatarach mocha, but I'd say hatarach mocha is a mitzvah that lends itself to is a basic halacha and a basic tzura and lends itself to various degrees. But to violate the isr hatarach mocha, it just seemed to be, you gotta do something bad. I mean, just to say, like, something like this sounds loose. I mean, the resource in hatarach mocha and the yad is Deos Vav Gimel. Mitzvah called them Leov, it's called Acharach Mishal Kigufo, Shin hatarach mocha. The figo tzarch l'saber b'shvacha v'locha salam mono k'mo shu l'chas salam mono atzmo rotsu b'kavar atzmo. Fine. I mean, I'll read the Rambam. I mean, he just says, v'chein ho'ish ein roi lo shi yikadish ketana. Okay, I'll hold off on that for whatever reason. It says, v'lo yikadish isha ad shi yirena. You know, it's not roi for a man to marry a woman until he sees her. V'ti yakshir v'enav. And she's a kosher in his eyes. Shema lo timtza chen be'enav, v'nimtza megarsha o shochev ima v'husona. It's going to tell you he's not going to like her, and he's going to either divorce her or sleep with her while he hates her. So, interesting about the Rambam. First of all, why is he mentioning he'll divorce her or sleep with her while he hates her? It just sounds like a little more information than was, at least the Gemara said, or Rashi said, you know? But let's hold off, man. I'd like to analyze that, but let's hold off on that. But it's interesting, the Rambam says, it's ro'oi. Right? It's ain't ro'oi to do this. So that, I have no problem with that, Lashon. In Roy, I mean, I don't know how the Ram got that from the Gemara, because the Gemara doesn't say in Roy, it says Asar. But whatever, putting that aside. But that's the type of Lashon you'd expect. It's not appropriate, it's not right, you know? Say, if you're insensitive to another person, you say it's Asar, I say it's not Asar. It's not right. In Roy, it's against the idea, the perfection of Asar, something like that, you know? Because the Ram learns, Asar doesn't mean like a real Asar, it just means it's not right. Tell you it's not, you know? Which is funny altogether, because... I mean, then what do you have? I have machlokas whether it's not right or not. You know, that's what's the Gemara deal. But whatever, I'm saying, putting all this aside, I would have described, to describe it as not right sounds like a good way to describe it. But I mean, that's not what the Gemara says. And it's not, doesn't sound like the way Rashi learns it. I mean, Rashi seems to be really learning like a real thing. So how does it go from being not right to being asr? You know, I'm sure it sounds like this is what the Rambam was bothered by, and for some reason he wasn't willing to even tolerate that it's possible. But saying, but it certainly sounds like it's not the only way to learn. So something like this is that, and maybe it's in line with some things which we were talking about a little bit earlier on, but is that that there's no issue like this in general, okay? There's no issue like this in general. It's because it's specifically here by Kiddushin. Okay, and like we said in Kiddushin, like this, the whole framework we said out earlier is like Kiddushin is Kiddushin Yisrael, Mekadesh Al Meshal Dechubah V'Kiddushin, and specifically the idea of Chuppah pointed to the aspect of Ishus of like of taking care of our needs, you know? The Mishpat Rabbanos. Is that when you marry a woman, you have to do it in a way, or you didn't sue, and you do it in a way of chuppah, which points that it's not a, just a sexual thing, but it's a, you're taking care of her, and you're taking care of her mishpat, and that's why you do, you know, yichud is knisah chuppah into your bias and protecting her. So in marriage, an essential component of marriage is that it's true you're conquering a woman and you're taking a sexual partner, but on the other hand, you're taking in someone who you're going to be responsible for and concerned about her needs and taking care of her needs. So it could be that it would hold with the, and I know this is going to be a question, but forget me about talking about it for a second. It could be that the halacha, the isser is that it would be a tard to disasri to Kedushin to be Mekadesh a woman without seeing her. It undermines the theme of chuppah in a marriage. The Kedusha, which comes from chuppah, and that idea of chuppah, of asher k'sos and ona, which exists in a Jewish marriage, to be Mekadesh in a way which is like ignoring or denying that theme is the isser. See, if you don't have a choice, then you're not denying the theme. You say, like, I don't have a choice. Sometimes, but if, it's not a maisa isser, it's an idea that this is the character of a marriage in Klal Yisrael is one of chuppah, one of sherekhsos and ona, of mishpat habanos. So to do a kedushin in a way which is like a denying that character is asser, because it undermines the character of kedushin, of marriage. So if you don't have a choice, then you're not undermining the character of the thing, you just, what are you going to do? This is, you can't do it that way. So, look, maybe you'll end up not working out, but what are you going to do? But if you have the option and you're choosing to do it in the way you say, it's basically, whatever, I don't care. So the worst comes to worst, it'll be bad for her. That is a denial of the, that contradicts the quality of taking care of chuppah, which exists in a marriage. And that's why it's an asa. The isser doesn't come from the isser doesn't come from atar rechmacha per se, but it comes from the, it's because specific to this institution. So you'll ask, so what does that mean to the atar rechmacha? Right? Then don't say because atar rechmacha, just say it's also to do it because of marriage, because of chuppah, because of whatever. Right? I think maybe it is. See, you could argue. I'll say this is what you could have argued. It's not like you're marrying her, like through hitting her or something. It's not like you're not violating, or you're not starving her out. Or, you know what I mean? It's like you're married. So what you're doing is you're just not being considerate. You know what I mean? Like you're not. If you were just a mamish, like denying her rights, you're doing it in a way which was like hurtful to her or something like that, then of course you'd be denying the idea of chuppah. You know, chuppah is the whole marriage has to be you're doing it in a way which is, you know, reflecting you're taking care of her. And here you're going to do it in a way which is, I don't know how to do it, whatever, some sort of way which you're going to actually be harming her. But this is like a lack of full sensitivity. Like, who's to say that's defined as like denying her rights? You know what I mean? Like, that's subtle. I mean, what am I doing? I'm just marrying her without seeing her. And I'm marrying her without looking at her, but I think she's going to be pretty. And, you know, because they should have thought maybe that she's not going to be. I mean, that's like a far-out type of a thing. Who said I have to be concerned about that, so to speak? Like, if it's true, if that's, like, on my mind and I'm thinking about that and I say, I don't care about her anyways, so then I'd say, yeah, fine. And then you could say I'm denying the taking care of her. But I'll say, guy's not doing that. He's just marrying her because he doesn't want to have to schlep out to Chicago or wherever she lives. You know, she's a shliach. But it could be that sort of thing, is that v'havta re'ach kamocha means that you do have to. V'havta re'ach kamocha is that you have to, like yourself, when you could start thinking about someone else, you have to treat them in the way you would want to be treated. Now, any person in their own right, on their own, would want to be treated and would think about, like when you deal with your own needs, you think about things which maybe will happen and maybe won't happen, you know, that's the type of thing. In general, a person is considerate regarding themselves. You think, I don't want to go here because sometimes this and this happens, sometimes maybe. That's the kind of thing you do with regard to the self. But with regard to another person, you don't usually do that. But V'Yatzer Rechma tells you that is part of a person's obligation to another person, is to be considerate of another one. It's not like a halachic isser, but that's recognized as a halachic reality that I'm. Person can't say I wasn't thinking about that other person. So since a person is obligated generically to be concerned for another person, so to not take that into account, to not take the other person into account, is a real activity. You don't just say I'm not thinking, but that's a real. So therefore, that is like an attack on the person. Okay, it's not hitting her, but it's an attack on her because you're not, you are denying being considered. You know what I mean? So therefore, that registers as a contradiction to the Kedushin, to the Chuppah aspect of Kedushin. So the Isser, it's true, is not full of Atarachah, but that wouldn't make an Isser. The Isser stems from the fact that it's a denial to Kedushin. It's contradicting to the Chuppah. But the only thing is that it wouldn't register halachically as being offensive to her, if not for the fact that Atarachah demands that a person is concerned about other people in that type of a manner. And therefore, it's recognized as being offensive to her. I'm saying it's like this, like if a person wouldn't be considered someone who would lack in Ma'at Zerach Malacha, it would. It really would lack, halachically it would lack in Ma'at Zerach Malacha. It's not also to do that. I mean, it just lacks in the key in Ma'at Zerach Malacha. Okay, but it's not an Isser. Doesn't generate an Isser. But it is recognized, it's recognized by halacha that I'm not being considerate for a person. Because you could, the question is, what's my degree of eschaivos? You could have argued, I'm not mechuyev to be concerned about a person as much as I'm concerned. I have to worry about my own needs and worries. And now, of course, I can't be mean to somebody else, but am I mechuyev to be concerned about the maybes vis-a-vis somebody else? Then maybe this will make a person feel bad. Am I mechuyev to do that? Is that part of my personal responsibility? And if you'd say that it's not, so then you, by me not considering the possibilities vis-a-vis her, it's not going to contradict the chuppah. Because that's not, I'm not being mean to her, and that's beyond my responsibility vis-a-vis another person. So it's simply, it's not going to register, it's not against Chuppah. Chuppah isn't taking care of her, and I am taking care of her. I am not thinking about what ifs, but that's not my responsibility. I don't think about what ifs when I think about other people. I think about what ifs by myself. I'm not obligated by halacha to think about what ifs regarding other people. Like by a guy. There's no halacha halacha by a guy. So apparently you don't have to think about what ifs by a guy. I don't mean you could be mean or start, you know, there's, and steal, you know, be mazik or whatever, you know, but I don't know, obligated. But you see, by a Jew, you are obligated to consider kamocha. I mean, just like you think about yourself, you think about what ifs, and you act according to the reasonable possibilities. And if something might harm you, you don't do it. So you, in general, that also is the way you have to deal with another person. So if you would be insensitive to another person, it would lack in me'at zerach mocha. I mean, it's not an iser though; it's just lacking in your me'at zerach mocha. But now, to lack in me'at zerach mocha to your wife is a kind, or to do kedushin in a way that lacks in me'at zerach mocha to your wife is a type of sasri to chuppah. You know what I mean? To do, but it's only because that's a real phenomenon that it registers as doing anything to your wife. Otherwise, I'm just marrying with a shliach. So maybe I'm going to see. I'm not thinking of maybe what's going to happen if she steps down the line. It's not like I'm just marrying because I want to marry with a shliach and it's easier for me and that's it. And I'm not. It's nothing to do with her. It's nothing to do with offending her. But you see, no, it does, because alter chmocha means you can't say I'd rather not walk and I'd rather not go to Chicago and I have to forget about her, because that's an alter chmocha. So you see, that is defined as denying her to being concerned for her. Oh, so you're doing kedushin in a manner which manifests the lack of concern for her needs. So that contradicts kedushin. But again, if there were no halacha v'hatorach mocha, if the Torah never told you the extent of your concern for another person, then you'd say, "I'm not denying her needs. That's not just I don't look at a person's needs like that. That's not the extent. And that extent of being concerned about another person is not within my radar screen." And it's not, it doesn't have to be. I have to be concerned about her needs. I give her food and shelter and clothing, but who's to say? I have to go further.
Because
I'm saying the reason why it's only Isser if you have options is because the Isser is, it's not like a mais Isser. The halacha is that Kiddushin is the setting up of a marriage which has this idea of Kiddusha, of Mishpat Rabbanos. And that's the fact. That's part of marriage. Now, the Isser is to do kiddushin in a way which shows a lack of a denial of the Mishpat Rabbanos. So if I simply, there's no way for me to marry her without a shliach, and that's I'm not denying Mishpat Rabbanos, I just can't deny an option. But if I have an option and the choice of my own convenience over her needs, that's the denial of the Mishpat Rabbanos. You know what I mean? So the Isser is the contradiction. You know what I mean? It's not a Maisa Isser. And now you may ask one question, which is that this is kiddushin, and chuppah is nisuin. Okay? There's the idea of a chuppah and ishos and all those are nisuin. That's how you do nisuin. It's chuppah roi lebiya, and there's no halach of shirtos, no enough for a kedushin. You know what I mean? So this is kedushin. This isn't part of kedushin. Kedushin is the exclusivity, right? It's just creating the isur to everybody else. You're not really creating the relationship yet. You're right. I mean, I think the answer to that is that, of course, there's a process here. I mean, it's not just, you can't just look at Kedusha as one thing, Chubba, two totally separate things. There's a process of Kedusha and Chubba of Kedusha. And the other way around, it's interesting. It's Chubba of Kedusha, there's a Kedusha and then Chubba, and it's one setting up the Kedusha of Ishus. Now, it's true, they have different roles and different parts, they serve different roles, but it's one parsha of the Torah marriage, which have different components. And even to do the kedushin in a way which undermines the kedusha of the ishos, even though the kedushin isn't setting up the ishos, it's setting up the precondition for the ishos, but it still could contradict the chuppah through the kedushin. Is that? But it could be, you could argue on that point. Perhaps that's a machlokas. Again, it's speculative. And apparently the first gesa didn't hold by this isser. Right? And apparently the Rav Yehuda Rav is Chiddush, but the first gesa didn't hold by the isser. Perhaps that's the question, halachically. It's like, it's true there's such a thing as an isser. It's true, the concept is true that you could conjure that. You can't contradict the chuppah. But the question is it asr if you, to contradict the chuppah through the kedushin? You know what I mean? Like, because on the one hand, there are two separate things. I'm doing kedushin, and kedushin reflects all the true ideas about kedushin, exclusivity, designing our exclusive type of manner. Now, I chuppah, kedushin is kedushin. Or do you say, and it could be this is, among other things, well, it's hard to know, but I mean, included in Rav Yehuda Rav's Chiddush is that you could contradict, there's usher to contradict the chuppah through the kedushin, even though they're separate stages, but the isser, it's still, because of the fact that there's a process, and there are two stages in this process, so therefore it doesn't matter that they're two distinct, they're distinct stages. Still, the isser applies. What I'm saying is, if there weren't a isser, you could just say he doesn't buy this whole thing altogether, because this is a big chiddush. I mean, to say that there's an isser like this is a chiddush. So you could just leave it at that. I don't mind saying that it's a chiddush, and you know, you could say, look, there's no isser. Is it lack matzor mocha? Yeah, lack matzor mocha, but it's not gonna contradict Ishas. But if you're very compelled by the Svara, you could argue that even within the framework itself, there's room to argue because of the split between Chuppah and Kedushin. It's a gap that he has to bridge to say that they're one big process and that the lines are blurred. But by nature of the question, it's hard to speculate why the first Gersa Shita didn't hold by Rabbi Yonah Rav. Because Rabbi Yonah Rav is a Chiddush, to posit an Issa like this is certainly a Chiddush. It lacks him out to a Mocha, true. That's why I say everyone agrees to lack about the mocha, but it wouldn't be the Mishnah in Kiddushin shouldn't say bo b'shlucha to tell you the general halacha and about the mocha. I mean, that's to be because it's an isser in Kiddushin. So the chiddush of Yonah Rav is that this actually, because of the quality of chuppah in the Mishpat Rabbanos, this actually is an isser in Kiddushin. So you could just say the Tanakh doesn't hold by that. I mean, it's going a little far. It's a stretch. I don't know. You have to ask. You know. Like, they had to interview him and find out what he didn't like about it. But I'm suggesting, I could see a halachic question here because of the split between Chuppah and Kedushin, you know? So I'm suggesting a speculation about it. Maybe that was what was bothering him, you know? Yes. Good, right. So he says, what does it mean, mitzvah, shirah, and tchilah? That's what it means, mitzvah is the key and the Kedushin. That if you have this option, so to do it in a way which is recognizing her needs and schlepping to Chicago because you're worried about her needs is a kiyum in the kedusha of the chuppah of the, you know, that's what it means, it's a mitzvah. I mean, it's a mitzvah by an ancestor, it's both sides, and you have the decision, you have both of them, but it's a mitzvah to see her, right? It's a mitzvah to see her first, to go out of your way to see her first is a kiyum in the condition itself. So you could ask a question as now, I mean, I remember, I have to remember my svar, but, like, why is it that in Mises Bezdin you have an Atzerach Mocha creeping in, halachically, you know? Like, it's strange, you know? Like, the way you do Mises Bezdin, I mean, it's always funny, it strikes you as funny. Here you're killing the guy and you're worried about his little bit of busha or whatever. Right. You know, but I remember, there's something to think about, why is that halachically? Somehow, it seems you'd want to show how halachically there's a place for Atzerach Mocha in Mises Bezdin. So what I'd like to do is look at this Rambam. You know, so it's a Rambam who says that when you do it, you shouldn't marry her and not see her because you'll end up not liking her and you'll divorce her or you'll sleep with her while you hate her. So it just seems to me a clear reference to the Rambam Isser Bia, where he talks about an Isser to marry, to sleep with a woman when you hate her. So it's in Chaf Aleph Yud Beis. Chaf Aleph Yud Beis. It's, yes. So you're not allowed to sleep with a woman and think about a different woman, or to sleep with her a shichra, so while you're fighting, or when you hate her, or to force her. We read this, actually, I think. Or have be with her when after you can divorce her, and if you do, your kids will be bad. Okay? So it's just like, why is he, who needs this? You know what I mean? Like, say, you understand, everyone understands that it's not good for a woman, you know, if you hate her. If you marry a woman and you hate her. Like, why is he being so graphic about how exactly all the options of how it's going to play out? And it seems like he's referencing to the fact that you're going to be over an Isser. I mean, is it Asr? Maybe it is Asr. It says Asr Chachamim. So whatever that means. But so I don't know. That's the question. Also, I'd like to, while we're there, I'd like to explain that halacha. It's just the whole halacha is interesting. What's the, you know, somewhat of the Yerushan, but just an interesting halacha. And Isser be there. What's the unified idea there? I guess, and then also, the next thing, I guess, is this thing about the woman, the Tav Meis of Tandu. Okay, why the woman's side, there's no Isser. I mean, if we could say something about that, that would be good. Yeah, that's the next sugya.
The rough head.